From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Noelle King in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We're heading into the start of a new school year, and there's good news for some low-income families, courtesy of Comcast. The company is expanding a program that lets low-income Americans apply to receive broadband internet for only $10 a month. Brian Fung is a technology reporter for The Washington Post. Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Brian, up until now, the Internet Essentials program has had barriers to some low-income people. What changes is Comcast making?
So one of the things Comcast is announcing is that it's changing its eligibility requirements so that people who used to be Comcast customers but owe money to Comcast will now be able to be eligible for Internet Essentials, Comcast's low-cost internet program.
Okay, so it used to be I'm a low-income parent, I can sign up for this program only if I don't owe Comcast any money. Is that right?
That's right. Comcast is saying that if your bill to Comcast is more than a year old, you will be able to apply for Internet Essentials. And if your bill to Comcast is less than a year old, Comcast will work with you to explore ways for paying back that amount in installments, potentially.
Let's talk about how Comcast defines eligibility for this program. What does low income mean, according to their standards?
So you're eligible for Internet Essentials if you have a child that is eligible for free or reduced price school lunches.
How many families, Brian, are currently taking advantage of this Internet Essentials program?
Well, on Monday, Comcast said 350,000 households have now been signed up for Internet Essentials, and that works out to about 1.4 million Americans. Now, it's important to point out that some critics of Internet Essentials say that that's a good number, but it's not nearly enough because there are about 2.6 million households that would potentially be eligible were it not for eligibility requirements or other conditions.
Brian, the bigger point here seems to be whether you're low income, high income, or somewhere in between, if you've got school age kids, they need to be connected to the internet. Are we moving toward an understanding of that fact, do you think?
I think we are. I think the more that government services move online, the more that educational services rely on software and cloud-based computing, I think the greater the risk of leaving the country's poorest Americans behind in a digital divide. And so a lot of what Comcast says it's doing here is helping to close that gap.
Brian Fung covers technology for The Washington Post. Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.